Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Dark Star by Alan First, narrated by George Guidel. This book is copyrighted 1991 by Alan First. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by Recorded Books. Paris, Moscow, Berlin, and Prague, 1937. In the back alleys and glittering salons of Europe, there is a thin line between survival and betrayal as Soviet NKVD agents and the Nazi Gestapo confront each other in a brilliant duel of espionage. And now, Dark Star.
Silence in Prague. In the late autumn of 1937, in the steady beat of North Sea rain that comes with dawn in that season, the tramp freighter Nicaea stood at anchor off the Belgian city of Ostend. In the distance, a berthing tug made slow progress through the harbor swell, the rhythm of its engine distinct over the water, its amber running lights, twin blurs in the darkness. The Nicaea, 6,320 gross tons of Maltese registry, had spent her first 30 years as a coastal steamer in the eastern Mediterranean, hauling every imaginable cargo from Latakia to Famagusta, back to Iskendrun, down to Beirut, north to Smyrna, then south to Sidon and Jaffa. 30 years of blistering summers and drizzling winters, trading and smuggling in equal proportion, occasionally enriching, more typically ruining, a succession of owner syndicates as she herself was slowly ruined by salt, rust, and a long line of engineers whose enthusiasm far exceeded their skill. Now, in her final years, she was chartered to Exportchleb, the Soviet Union's grain trading bureau, and she creaked and groaned sorrowfully to lie at anchor in such cold northern seas. Riding low in the water, she bore her cargo gracelessly, principally Anatolian wheat bound for the Black Sea port of Odessa, a city that had not seen imported grains for more than a century. She carried as well several small consignments, flaxseed loaded in Istanbul, dried figs from Limassol, a steel drum of ammonal, a mining explosive made of TNT and powdered aluminum, en route to a sabotage cell in Hamburg, a metal trunk of engineering blueprints for an Italian submarine torpedo, deftly copied at a naval research station in Brindisi, and two passengers, a senior Comintern official using a Dutch passport with the alias Van Dorn, and a foreign correspondent of the newspaper Pravda, traveling under his true name, Andrei Shara. Shara, hands thrust deep in pockets, hair blown about by the offshore gale, stood in the shelter of a passageway and silently cursed the Belgian tug captain, who, from the methodical chug of the engine, was taking his own sweet time attending to the Nicaea. Shara knew harbormen in this part of the world, stolid, reflective pipe smokers who were never far from the coffee pot and the evening paper. Unshakable in crisis, they spent the rest of their days making the world wait on their pleasure. Shara shifted his weight with the roll of the ship, turned his back to the wind, and lit a cigarette. He had boarded the freighter 19 days earlier in Piraeus, having been assigned a story on the struggle of the Belgian dockworkers. That was one assignment. There was another. Killing time in a dockside tavern as the Nicaea was eased into moorage, he had been approached by the world's plainest man. Where, he wondered, did they find them? Russia marked people. Deformed most, made some exquisite, at the very least burned itself deep into the eyes. But not this one. His mother was water, his father a wall. "A small favor," said the world's plainest man. "You'll have a fellow passenger. He is traveling on Comintern business. Perhaps you will find out where he is stopping in us.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?